This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. It is Aviagen Inc. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol VIV. They also trade on the OTC markets here in the States, ticker symbol CHEXF. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Kim Anthony. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be back.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Just to refresh people's memory, what we produce is a patented product which is fully oxidized beta carotene. And what does it do? It eliminates the need to use antibiotics in feed for livestock. And as you may remember, around the world, this is something that's being taken out of the feed for livestock because it's a place where the superbugs are generated. So antibiotics are being removed from feed, and products such as ours are replacing antibiotics.
You know, the last time we spoke was back in May. What has happened with your company since then?
Well, several very exciting things. One is, Mr. Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, he's endorsed our companion animal chews. And this contains oxybeta. And what it does is it reduces inflammation in the joints. It's, I think, the best product out there for joint stiffness. It helps the coat, and it helps the dog's overall immune system. And we just relaunched it a couple of weeks ago with Caesar's endorsement because it's the best product that he's used on his dog ranch. So that's pretty exciting. It can be bought as on Caesar's site or on it's an Amazon Prime product. We also started ramping up. You'll recall that we're really a company that's transitioning from development to commercialization. And we've been ramping up our sales in the Philippines, where we had our first commercial customer. We've done a series of additional trials and studies, which are extremely exciting, both in terms of new areas, such as helping with mastitis in dairy cattle and confirming anti-inflammatory effects and bacteria controlling effects in piglets. And these are very sort of major events, if you want to call them results. And we've also found that we can eliminate the use of zinc oxide, which is often used to control E. coli in piglets, and it's about to be banned in several places. So we're continuing to find new applications, new success, and these are studies done all over the world, the U.S., Philippines, China, everywhere. And I guess the last thing is we're in very deep discussions with a number of large potential partners or customers in each major market in the world. So there's lots happening.
Absolutely. I know your science is always continuing to evolve. Have you had any new results from some of your new trials since the last time we spoke?
Yes. Some of it is filling in gaps, such as how the actual method of action of the anti-inflammatory effect. And it's quite stunning, really, at a cellular level. And the other is how that anti-inflammatory effect can be useful for any inflammation in a animal's body, and eventually in a person's body. And the other, as I mentioned, the other thing is the mastitis with dairy cattle. We're just getting those results from the trials now, and they look absolutely terrific.
Can you bring us up to speed on your rollout on your OXC beta?
Well, that is the product. The OXC beta is the product. It's the fully oxidized, patent protected product where you take beta carotene and you fully oxidize it and create a new polymer out of it. It's not a new drug because it occurs naturally in nature, but that's the rollout of the product that we put in trace amounts in livestock feed. To get the effect, or in these companion animal chews, to get the effect that we're looking for.
And out of these both two products, the chews and stuff like that, where are we at in the process of monetizing that and bringing those revenues on the balance sheet?
The companion animal product is, as I mentioned, just got launched a few weeks ago with Caesar's endorsement. So that's, sales are just starting to ramp up, just starting now. And it's going very well. And Caesar's video is getting scores of thousands of views on his Facebook page and Instagram. And as for the livestock feed, sales are ramping up in Philippines. And as we get approvals in some other jurisdictions, we'll see the same thing happening over the next 6 to 12 months in other jurisdictions.
My guest today is Kim Anthony. He's the CEO of Aviagen Inc. They trade on the OTC markets here in the States, CHEXF. They also trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol VIV. Regarding major potential customers, have you made any decisions with any major global feed suppliers?
We're in deep discussions with several of them. They've done extensive testing with their own customers and in their own environments. And so now we're in the next step. It would be premature for me to say that final decisions have been made, but we're getting closer and closer. These have been going on for many months with each of them, and hopefully it won't be too long before we can move something forward for public consumption.
My listeners out there who have animals, particularly dogs, do you have a website that they can learn more about your products?
Yep, you can go. The product for the companion animal is called Viva Mune. Viva is in life, and Mune. And that has its own website, and you can either go there directly or connect, link through the AvivaGen website. You can also get there through Cesar Millan's website, but it's Viva Mune, and you can just Google that, and you'll get right on our website.
If my listeners are listening to this, why should they buy your stock, Mr. Anthony, at 81 cents? What makes your company so special?
Well, it's a very tightly held stock, and when the monetization of these various initiatives take place, it won't be a slow move. You know, it'll be like one day it's at one point and one day it's at another. And I can't tell when that's going to happen. But if you want to participate in that, you sort of have to get in at these levels, because it'll jump quickly to a different valuation point with the announcement of any major deal.
In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the viewing audience?
No, I guess the only thing is that looking at our company's stock, not much is happening, but beneath the surface, it's like the ocean. There's all sorts of stuff happening underneath. and when we stick our head up to make any announcements, it'll be significant in the context of our valuation.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program. I hope that you don't wait as long as you did this time to come back on. Hopefully you'll come on 50 or 60 days from now. Give us an update. I do appreciate you coming on the show, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good to be back.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.